principles of William Moulton Marston's Emotions of Normal People. At the time, my father was focused on buyer profile blending, giving agricultural salespeople the knowledge of Marston's tools to better understand themselves and their farmer customers. I can still recall the earliest days, sitting at a knotty pine table over meals of hot pork tenderloins and roast corn, when my father was working through his observations. Pristine driveways and neat groves, definitely a blue. New and experimental livestock and buildings, you're looking at a red. Although we were close, our paths were incredibly different. My father, a true entrepreneur and red stroke yellow in every sense of the phrase, was driven to build consulting firms and agencies that helped salespeople refine their craft. I sought the collegiate path, attending university at the University of Iowa, leaning into my red stroke blue nature while studying accounting and computer science. I spent my free time in the computer lab, pouring my soul into programs through my fingertips. While I was studying, my father perfected his wizard-like ability to understand people. My father and I always remained close and spoke to each other most weeks, even though we were at different milestones in our lives. While I was studying at the University of Iowa, my father sat me down and asked me about contributing to his venture. He asked, "What if we could couple your ability to develop software with my ability to analyze human behavior?" I was ambitious, hungry for fun coding work, and proceeded to embark on the most exciting journey of my life. Together, we built a software system that would produce reports about human behavior. This was a multiplying factor. Soon, we were able to reach more people and reveal a person's potential through 3.5-inch floppy disks and 24-page reports. My father and I built a company, TTI Success Insights, in 1984 in Iowa, to do just that. Over time, we escaped the frigid winters in the Midwest of the United States, relocated ourselves, our families, and our business to sunny and warm Scottsdale, Arizona. In the late 90s, we began using the web for distribution of our famed assessments. Today, we have a thriving business with distributors all over the world. Up until now, you might have wondered why you are so different. Human behavior is, for the most part, complex and nebulous. In some cases, the people around us are idiotic. Understanding human behavior is a never-ending task, an endless pursuit to know the how, what, and why behind a person's choices. It is both easy and dangerous to categorize someone who behaves differently from you as ignorant, wrong, or even thick-headed. Today's world requires a more sophisticated understanding where you value a person for his or her strengths and weaknesses. My father has since passed on, but the purpose we invoked to reveal human potential continues to live on. This book is written about the concepts my father applied in sales trainings and applies them to an even more complex situation, understanding the idiots who surround us all. As you read, I think you will understand the worth of a red, a yellow, a green, and a blue. I hope you will pull away some practical advice in communicating effectively with each type. But the most important lesson that you can walk away with is that the idiots who surround you are, in fact, not idiots at all. Instead, they are individuals worthy of respect, understanding,